Brian McTavish is back. I feel like you've been away for months and months. It's just been a couple of weeks.
Three.
Well, has it been three?
Well, it's been a few. I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm sure glad to have you back.
Yeah.
It's a little lonely in here on Thursday afternoons you're not here.
Well, let's be honest. It's like I never left.
Yeah, well, it is.
It is.
Not that I'm looking at you.
But I am physically here. Exactly. Oh, boy.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is that?
They're Cowboy. Well, that's Bon Jovi. But we're going to talk about the Nuclear Cowboys because they're cowboys of sorts. And they're riding steel horses, that's for sure, doing their freestyle motocross fun with a futuristic narrative thrown in. It all happens at the Sprint Center Saturday at 7:30 at
night. Motocross.
Yeah, and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Sprint Center downtown. Yeah, it's not just motocross. They have this whole story.
A story.
And you're dying to hear it.
Yes, there's good guys and bad guys.
Well, that's the only story there is.
Yes,
I mean, that is
say.
The story. I mean,
with motocross, they have good guys and bad guys?
It's a drama. Here we go.
It's like pro wrestling.
Yes, it is with motorcycles. Okay. Except they go way up high in the motorcycles and they flip around a whole bunch of times. It's kind of insane.
Oh.
You have two motorcycle revving tribes, okay? The Soldiers of Havoc and the Metal Militia. And this all takes place in L.A. during the year 2050. Why 2150? I got it wrong. I don't know why it's 2150. I guess they had to pick a date. It makes no difference to me. But these two tribes are threatened by an evil force known as the Tempest, a she-devil, I guess.
No.
And she has hair hanging on every syllable. And she has this acrobatic cyborg army, my goodness me. And if that's not enough, and who said it was, there will also be the Nuclear Cowgirls Dancers, whose appeal will be strikingly self-evident upon witnessing them.
You know, you almost sold me on this one, but you just fell a little short.
A little short? Okay, how about this? Here's the thing. You probably can't relate because it's like, I could never even do that. That's crazy. They literally go up, I mean, I don't know, dozens of feet, 100 feet. Who knows how high up, spinning around in this...
We have pictures on our website, kcur.org, in case people want to go take a look.
It's a gravity-defying freestyle-orama. But here's the thing. If you look closely, gang... There's safety wires attached when they get way up there. So
I don't blame them.
So, you know, maybe you could do it in another life if you wore a safety wire. So go and see how it's done. It's crazy stuff.
Let's move on to some stand-up comedy here in Christina Pajitsky.
Yes. I mean, you said her name right, so we're halfway
home.
Close.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
I worked on it.
Christina. Now I'm going to say it wrong. Christina Pajitsky. She's a very talented young stand-up comedian. She's actually going on tonight at 7:30, and she's doing shows Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night at the Kansas City Improv Comedy Club at Zona Rosa. She does an excellently amusing Russian accent, and I think we should hear that right now.
Let's do it.
Hey, like, I love my dad. I love him. He's so rad. Like, he's such a dude, you know? Like, he eats sausage 3 meals a day, and... He just hates feelings, and he's totally politically incorrect, and, like, we were on vacation a while ago, and he turns to me, and he goes, Kristika, how old are you now? I was like, 34. He goes, 34? Oh, my God, I would never date a woman as old as you. Right. Which is offensive, right? Because, like, what? I look good. Like, you wouldn't hit this? Come on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is
Dear
pretty good.
Dear old dad.
Dear old dad.
Blowing
yeah.
it again.
Makes me want to meet the dad. I mean, she makes it come alive. That's how good she is, you know? And, she, you know, her accent, it's very Boris Badenov-like. And who was Boris Badenov, Steve?
I don't know.
Oh, you do, too. Think back. You're 10 years old again.
Bullwinkle.
Yes! The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
How's
he was
that?
The Eviat's... He was the evil Soviet Union Russian. Anyway.
And she's around all weekend, it
Christine's
sounds like.
Around all weekend. She's been on the E! Channel, Chelsea Lately, MTV, True TV, VH1. Get this. She was a driver on the FX Network's Hitchhiker Chronicles. What did she do? She picked up hitchhikers and interviewed them. So check her out all weekend at the KC Improv at Zona Rosa.
These days there's dudes getting facials. Manicured, waxed, and Botoxed. With deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all these men lining up to get neutered, it's him now to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy.
And who's this? Brad Paisley.
Yes, absolutely. I was just getting into it. You know, yes. I drift off during these Sonic segments.
But he's not coming.
No, he's not coming, but it's thematically related.
Yes, that's the point here.
He's singing about, hey, he's not about the creamy lotions, he's about the tackle boxes, and I think you'll I don't think there'll be any creamy lotions at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. You never know, there might be for real men. It's the great outdoors, going indoors for your entertainment. It's actually happening right now as we speak. The doors are open at Bartle Hall. It's all happening today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You know, Steigman and I went down to, I think that this was the Boat and Sports Show one year. And the guy had rattlesnakes and they were like 10 feet in front of me. And then I'm talking on the air. Next thing I know, the guy's tapping my leg with the snake stick, making me think it's the snake itself. I about went through the roof, you know.
Yeah,
it's not a nice thing to do.
Yeah, those rattlesnake guys
when
are
you're live on
laughs.
The air.
Yeah,
you know?
let's not do that anymore, Steve. What do you say? But they might have some rattlesnakes. I do know they will have fishing seminars and DIY boat maintenance workshops and a big 5,000-gallon aquarium filled with bass and other fun native fish. Free fishing for kids. Hey, if your age is 10 and up, and I think we qualify, you can also try scuba diving in a tropically warm tank, which doesn't seem fair because there's no tropical water around here, right? You'll freeze your you-know-what off.
You get the idea.
You get to get in and actually scuba dive, right? Yeah, absolutely, all weekend.
And what do we have here?
Okay, consider my little mentioning of this item as a soft sell, okay?
A pipes and drums concert.
Yeah, Winter Storm 2013, pipes and drums. It's the international assemblage of gold medalists and other world champion pipers and drummers.
Goodness.
7:15.
International assemblage.
Yeah, well, actually, that's my word, assemblage.
I like
that.
It's kind of a very good word choice.
It's kind of fancy schmancy. Anyway, it's at 7:15 p.m. Saturday at Community Christian Church right off the plaza at 46th and Main. Okay, the bagpipes aren't for everyone, okay? So, how do you know if this show is for you?
I don't know.
Okay, it's not for you if, as Captain Infinity says in his blog that I found where he explains why I hate bagpipes, he says, eventually you start casting about in helpless automatic reflex, looking for a pen or pencil or ice pick, which you can use to stab yourself in the ears, puncturing your eardrums, and bringing glorious surcease from the hateful, horrid noise. Now, if this describes
you... We would never do that, right?
No, but by all means, stay away if that's you. Otherwise, you're good to go. You're good to go at Winter Storm 2013 Pipes and Drums, Saturday night, Community Christian Church.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hot damn right.
Elvis.
That's Elvis Presley singing his own happy birthday song. Actually, he would have been 78 had he lived. Tribute show celebrating Elvis being 78 in the grave, I guess. It's at 7 o'clock Friday at the Voodoo Lounge. Harrah's North Kansas City Casino. Be there.
And that's Brian McTavish. You can find his complete weekend to-do list and more about our broadcast at kcur.org. Buddy, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a safety wire. Can you tell?
Yes.
Great.
Don't forget
to
follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, our indie foreign and documentary film critics review the latest showing on area screens, and we'll get their thoughts on today's Oscar nominees. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.